Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
This is where Peter Greenberg has been.
Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla.
Yeah, we left out a few, didn't we, Peter?
Just a few.
Peter Greenberg is called the travel detective, and for good reason. He knows all. And today, Peter, we're talking about, another airline, Delta, announcing that they're going to black out the middle seat, right? How about that?
Well, they've done it for a long time now. They were supposed to end that in January, but it's been so successful for them from a marketing perspective, they've now extended it through to the beginning of March. Other airlines will have to see if they're going to feel the pressure and extend that. But remember, United and American have never blocked the middle seat. It's only really been Delta, Southwest, and Alaska.
I know you've been traveling a lot through the pandemic, but now with these terrible spikes everywhere, how do you feel about flying? Are you still okay with it?
I've never had a problem with flying. It's a problem of what happens when you land and whether or not people are behaving and practicing the appropriate behaviors. And that's the issue right now. Now, wherever I go overseas these days, I find that the people are doing a great job of listening to the authorities and practicing, you know, good social behavior and, of course, good hygiene. The real issue, of course, is the states in this country and what's happening with those spikes. And that's not a good sign.
Have you heard about this? The other day, there was a story about travelers buying fake COVID-19 test results on the black market. Not so much here, I guess, but in other countries. Is that it?
Exactly. You know, we're dealing with such COVID fatigue and epidemic exhaustion that people are just trying to get around the rules just to be able to go somewhere. They're putting a lot of people in harm, not to mention themselves. And I'm glad that this story is coming out so people can be aware of it and stop it.
I heard your little feature on the air earlier here this morning, and you're talking about rats and Chicago being number one. Thanks a lot. That's what the tourism people wanted to hear, Peter.
Hey, I'm only reporting the news, Bob. I mean, I can do the best I can. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is I'm sure we all remember the video that went viral of the rat in New York dragging the pizza down the stairs. mm-hmm. Well, you know what? With so many, it's sad because with so many restaurants closing, their source of food is becoming more scarce. It means that they're becoming much more aggressive. And they're not being timid. They're getting out there on the streets. So just be aware of that.
Do you know much about this Ticketmaster digital health pass? And this is a way that they think perhaps we can get back to going to concerts and having shows again. But apparently that plan may be a model for the airlines in the future. What do you know about this?
Yeah, it is a model, and they're not the only ones working on it. The folks at Clear, you know, the guys at the airport who do the other service other than the TSA pre-check, they're working on a comprehensive biometric system, which basically gives you a biometric passport that has all of your information in there. It reads your eyes and lets everybody know that you're good to go. The technology is moving very, very quickly in terms of this rapid response testing, and we just got to get to the point where people will universally accept one system wherever you're going, so there's no confusion.
It's a smartphone app, right?
It is for them, yes. Mm-hmm. But the Clear system is not really an app. It's basically baked into their system with all of your information so that when you get to a concert or a sporting venue or an airport or a grocery store, however it's applied, it just reads your eyes and everybody knows who you are and whether or not you're good to go.
A lot of folks still trying to figure out whether they're going to fly between now and the end of the year. I'm wondering whether airlines are going to, depending on the demand, might they be taking more planes out of service? What's going to happen to the flight schedules for the next couple of months, do you think?
Well, there's no middle ground here. You have airlines that are doubling down. United Airlines added 1,400 flights to their domestic schedule between now and the end of the year, hoping for demand. Southwest Airlines just announced about 10 new routes at a time when other airlines are canceling them. But at the same time, we have American Airlines. I'm here in New York today. American Airlines cut their flights to New York by 86% from the West Coast. That's wild. So every airline looking at their own projections for demand, and not to mention pricing, is reacting in different ways. So the issue is not whether or not they're going to take planes out of service. There are already a lot of planes out of service. And since there's no secondary market to sell those planes, they're just sitting there. So they can bring them back at any time. The point is, where is the demand?
Will there be a lot of change in fares over the next few weeks, almost on a daily basis? We were looking at fares to L.A. A couple days ago, and they weren't all that cheap.
Well, they weren't all that cheap because, remember, on some of the flights, they've reduced capacity. So when you reduce capacity, raw supply and demand kicks in. But I've seen airfares from, like, Los Angeles to Philadelphia for $45, which is ridiculous. The cab ride to L.A. is bigger than that. So
yeah,
there's no sense in sensibility anymore because the airlines depended for so many years on sophisticated algorithms to project demand and then also to control pricing. They can do neither now. And as a result, it's sort of like monkeys throwing darts against the wall. Let's see what hits. And that's exactly what we're seeing with airfare changes changing by the hour.
Got to keep checking. Peter Greenberg, more on the Saturday show coming up. And this weekend, you can hear Ion Travel after the Northwestern game right here on WGN Radio. Have a good weekend. Peter, always good talking to you.
Listen, if it's a Northwestern game, I have to throw in for my Wisconsin Badgers because that's who they're playing. So I'll be watching.
Well, we just talked to Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach at Northwestern. So there's your equal time. All right, Peter. Stay healthy.